A reading from the prophet Jeremiah. I knew their plot because the Lord informed me. At that time, you, O Lord, showed me their doings. Yet I, like a trusting lamb led to the slaughter, I had not realized that they were hatching plots against me, saying, "Let us destroy the tree in vigor. Let us cut him off from the land of the living, so that his name be spoken no more." But you, O Lord of hosts, O just God, searcher of mind and heart, let me see the vengeance you take on them, for to you I have entrusted my cause. The Word of the Lord. There are many words in Scripture that we tend to shy away from. One of these seemingly offensive verses is found today in today's passage from the prophet Jeremiah. Let me see the vengeance you take on them, for to you I have entrusted my cause. The Word of God is for us edification, instruction, and guidance in holiness. Paul wrote to Timothy, saying, "All Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work." Sometimes it is helpful to dig deeper to hear God's message. Let me see the vengeance you take on them, for to you I have entrusted my cause. In respect to this particular word of God, we need to remember that there are 2,500 years between the anguished plea of Jeremiah in the literal sense and the spiritual development and revelation that came through Jesus Christ. But these words can still be very much our own heartfelt prayer. What is the normal human concept of vengeance? Before the Mosaic Law in the book of Exodus, human vengeance was totally out of proportion to the offense. An insult could result in death, or stealing a loaf of bread might cost one a hand, an arm, or eyesight. The Old Testament actually tempers this form of vengeance quite a bit with an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. In other words, punishment should be equal to the crime, not surpass it. Yet Jesus revolutionized this reasonable approach by his new covenant of love. Love your enemies. Do good to those who persecute you. The biblical understanding of vengeance was linked to family relationships. The law of revenge was a duty to support and to protect family members from extinction. The beautiful book of Ruth illustrates this, where Boaz is the avenger, the Goel, the redeemer of the clan of Naomi and Ruth. God is actually called the Goel, or Avenger, Redeemer, at least 35 times in the Old Testament. He had made a covenant to protect his special family, Israel. Jesus came to avenge or redeem God's true family, the entire human race, from the power and the dominion of the devil. Let me see the vengeance you take on them, for to you I have entrusted my cause. So what is the vengeance of God? It is God's love and mercy for his wayward and suffering children. The vengeance or wrath of God is his love, seen and experienced from the stance of rebellion. The vengeance of God is the other side of the coin from his love. God is love, and so he can do nothing that is not loving. And yet, we tend to think like Jeremiah, that God's vengeance is anger, punishment, and suffering for our enemies. This is what we sinners would prefer. But the opposite is the reality. The vengeance of God is his loving, healing, mercy, and grace. If Jesus is our Redeemer, then Jesus on the cross is God's ultimate vengeance. His abolishment of the power of sin in our lives and his complete self-emptying, self-giving love. This Lent, we could pray to witness the vengeance of God on our enemies, which really entails their conversion and our own, to God's purifying grace of sanctifying our lives and bringing us all to the communion of God in his loving family. Jeremiah goes on to pray, "For I have entrusted my cause to you." For God's vengeance to bring about love in the human heart, we have to trust God to do the work. Let God deal with the other. There would be much more peace in families in the world if we prayed for other people and put them in God's hands instead of trying to solve things ourselves. God is the avenger of the Old Testament. Christ is Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit is the advocate in the New Testament. But all three divine persons are God, the one holy, loving Trinity. Can we be so bold this Lent as to pray this prayer of Jeremiah upon ourselves? Let me see the vengeance, that is, your life-changing love, mercy, and grace in my life. For I have entrusted my cause to you to do this miracle.